Well, first thoughts, three segments. First one is something that caught my eye in the headlines here, bottom of the hour. Los Angeles may soon have a fleet of air taxis. Get out the Jetsons music. And again, that's one of those references that increasingly younger people are like, what are you even talking about? But one of L.A.'s first air taxis was unveiled Monday at L.A. Live in downtown Los Angeles, where AEG and partner Archer Aviation plan to build a vertiport. That's what you call it, a vertiport. Archer wants to have its network of air taxis ready by the 2028 Olympics and was named the official air taxi provider of LA 28 and Team USA last year. And also, happy anniversary to the National Park Service. Caleb and I talked about this not once but twice in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday with a bunch of National Park Service facts. To celebrate, the agency is waiving entrance fees. U.S. citizens and residents will be able to get into parks that normally charge admission for free. Also today in history, in 1227, Mongol conqueror Genghis Khan died during a siege in China. In 1875, Captain Matthew Webb of Great Britain became the first person to swim the English Channel with no assistance. 100 years later, in 1975... Yeah, Bruce Springsteen's album Born to Run was released. Saw Springsteen in person my senior year in high school, October of 81. Oh, how the years go by, huh? And a number of noteworthy people died on the day of August 25th, including author Truman Capote at the age of 59 in 1984. His books Breakfast at Tiffany's and In Cold Blood became movies. Also in 2009, U.S. Senator Ted Kennedy died on this day at the age of 77. At the time of his death, he was the second longest serving member in the Senate and served longer than all but two other senators in U.S. history. 2012, astronaut pioneer Neil Armstrong, the first man to walk on the moon, died on this date at the age of 82. And also, this is the day John McCain died 8 years ago now in 2018 at the age of 81. Of brain cancer. Finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for August 25th is titled Grace Can't Be Outsmarted, Outworried, or Outrun. Throw back your arms and fall into it. 2 Timothy 1:9. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Bob Goff says we have the opportunity to wake up to the reality of grace the morning after we've messed up. The morning after the fight with a family member, the negative thoughts or subtle manipulations, the half-truths at work, when we have nowhere to go and no more excuses, grace reminds us we don't need any. We tend to look for solutions when we mess up. We want to right our wrongs. The world tells us we need to work harder to get back on our feet. As we anxiously try to fix our mistakes, we worry we won't be able to rein in our temper or curb our addictions. We fear we really are defined by our mistakes, but grace can't be outsmarted, outworried, or outrun. Our efforts to fix ourselves are pointless because God already told us we don't have to clean ourselves up to travel with him. He said to run with him as we are in the middle of our messes, and he'll be the one to put us back together again. Like Humpty Dumpty, I threw that in. Hey, what if we accepted grace's invitation before we hit rock bottom? Instead of waking up to grace the morning after we blew it, what if we walked in grace the night before? Grace is there for us after we fail, but it's also there to remind us that we can grip love tightly instead of spiraling out of control, instead of falling into old patterns and behaviors once again. What if instead we throw our arms back and fall into grace? Today's closing question, what is grace inviting you to today? What is grace inviting you to today? It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. My wife and I thought enough of God and his grace that we named a child. Yeah, Grace. Yes, our third oldest. Grace got engaged recently, shared that with you. So her wonderful fiance, Travis. People are responding to WIB.com/celebrations. In fact, this is kind of cool because yesterday we read that it was Coleman Melcher's birthday and his dad, John, had told us, Joe had told us that. And so today, Coleman lets us know that his dad, Joe's got a birthday. How about that? You guys don't let me know your city. I guess it seems like it's around Holcomb. But Coleman says this about Joe. He says he is a wonderful wonder dad He's a Wonder Dad who is loving and hardworking. He is looking forward to retirement and being able to work on projects at home. Happy birthday, Dad. So there you go. Father and son, back-to-back birthdays. And using wib.com/celebrations, giving him not one, but two chances to win all those prizes in 6 days. Also, Peggy Gehr lets us know, Peggy Gehr in with you lets us know that Reveille Sirchuk with birthday. Reveille turning 3 today. She loves singing, reading, and horses. And Peggy says, we love you. Yes, and Peggy says that Reveille is her first grandchild. And so, all right. Terrific. All right, we've got that for the 25th. Okay, so as promised, two of our nighttime preachers here spending time with each other recently. Greg Laurie from New Beginning in the 8 o'clock hour on WIB, talking to Chuck Swindoll from Insight for Living and asking him a question that Chuck says he's never been asked. Let's listen on WIB.
If you were to give one last sermon, what would your text be and what would your topic be?
I've never been asked this. I believe I would speak on the grace of God.
Yes.
I want to be known as a man of grace.
Yeah.
I really do. It would revolve around Christ. It has to, because that's where grace originates. It would take us to the cross. It would probably be from Romans, maybe either chapter 5 or chapter 8 would be the text, maybe both. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who though he was rich, and for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. Mm-hmm. That's Corinthians, but that kind of message. Mm-hmm. And I would talk about, you can know this grace personally, and you don't have to clean up anything. You don't have to correct anything. You don't have to dress up in any way. You don't have to change anything. All you've got to do is come to Christ. Let Jesus become your channel to God. Let him become your own personal Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And he will bring in the grace like you've never had it before.
Yeah.
And he will take the irksomeness out of your life. He will take the impatience out, and little by little, you'll see changes come that you don't deserve. Blessings come that you don't earn. It's all grace. And I'd camp on grace. I'd drive it home. I might even do an acrostic on G-R-A-C-E. Never done that before, but that comes to mind.
Great stuff. Great question from Greg Laurie and a wonderful answer from Chuck Swindoll here on WWIB, where we are family. Leading us into this song from Phil Wickham, teaming up with Crowder, It Really Is Amazing Grace, G-R-A-C-E, as they say in that acrostic, God's riches at Christ's expense. Yeah, 20 years ago yesterday that the International Astronomical Union, the IAU as we like to call it, adopted a formal definition of a planet at its General Assembly in Prague.
And that was bad news for Pluto and kind of ruined the childhoods of all of us who still believe that Pluto is a planet.
We learned the planets, right?
Yeah, all those acronyms, mnemonic devices, Pluto's a planet, and then all of a sudden it's not a planet?
Yeah.
How can you demote a planet? But that's what the IAU did.
Yeah, Pluto met the first two requirements. It orbits the sun and is nearly round, but not the third, Caleb.
The third requirement, according to the IAU in their infinite wisdom, was that a planet must have, quote, cleared the neighborhood around its orbit.
Hmm. That means it must be gravitationally dominant in its own region, large enough to pull in, push away, or control most nearby objects.
They say Pluto is round and orbits the sun, but it shares the Kuiper Belt with many icy objects and does not dominate that region, so it was classified as a dwarf planet. Huh. Maybe it doesn't dominate the region because it just is like an interstellar version of Midwest Nice.
Huh.
Maybe it's like, you know what? I don't need to pull everything toward me. Maybe Pluto's just a very polite planet, but it is a planet, and I will never think otherwise.
Would it help if we tried to write our congressman?
I don't know. I'm not sure. They probably have more important things. I just remember when Facebook was first getting huge and everybody had Facebook groups because, you know, I went to college right as Facebook was starting, like just for college students, right? And so we thought we were kind of cool because we had this new thing, and then they started letting high schoolers in, and then they started letting all y'all on there. But anyway, there was a Facebook group very early on that said, when I was a kid, Pluto was still a planet. And I remember being part of that. I probably still am somewhere in the recesses of my Facebook profile.
20 years ago now, Pluto, 2 out of 3. But didn't quite measure up on that third one.
Your chance to win in Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. We have a beautiful blue Passion t-shirt from Passion Music, size large. That's yours along with 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes. You and a guest can see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. But first, you have to call 715-723-2555 and solve this trivia question. Comes from Halvo's life experience. What did his wonderful wife Peggy purchase recently that when he saw it, Halvo was like, it never crossed my mind to buy that.
Right. Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. It just never crossed my mind to buy that.
Oh, that's something that our household needs.
And so, she takes the lead. I don't know how it works in your house, but she certainly takes the lead in terms of a lot of purchases, and including this one. So
what did Halvo's wife purchase recently that it had never crossed his mind to purchase? 715-723-2555.
The phone had lit up, and then they decided no.
So, they're like, nope, wasn't that.
723-2555. 723-2555. I tried to call her between last time and this time and got her voicemail. So anyhow, all right.
What did Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed Halvo's mind to buy? 715-723-2555.
It's weird because I'm seeing a name, but there's not a line flashing. So I cannot answer. I don't know that somebody
else. Make sure you call the 723-2555 number and not the one that rings out in the office. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
It looked to be Chloe and Menominee, but all right, keep it going. 723-255, or maybe get it started. 723-2555. What did I see recently that my wife had purchased that I was like, wow, it had never occurred to me to buy that?
All right. What could it be? A lot of possibilities. Let's get the guesses going. 715-723-2555. What did Halvo's wife Peggy purchase recently? It had never crossed his mind to buy that, but certainly crossed hers, and she made good on it.
Okay, apparently problems with telephone number 1. We'll go to telephone number 2. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
I thought so. All right, Chloe, lead us off. What's your guess?
A beautiful bowl for keys.
A beautiful bowl for keys.
Wow, that's a...
Well, I mean, instead of just throwing them on the counter or whatever, yeah.
All right. Well, that would have been something that I never thought to buy, but that is not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Now I kind of want a beautiful bowl for keys.
Chloe convinced
me.
We had another young caller recently from, I want to say Ladysmith, who we said should join us. Jay, was it? I think Jay. And so Chloe would be somebody else who would be a fun
guest. We should
just
have Chloe and Jay do the show together and we'll take a day off.
723-2555. All right, what did my wife purchase recently that I'm like, wow, never thought to buy that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Hello. Okay, you know what? I got the wrong phone. I'm used to using phone 1, Caleb. It's phone 2. All right, I'm sorry. My apologies. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Randy Vandaloo.
Randy.
From Stanley. Yeah.
Are you ready for the Packers season?
I'm wondering if she... Yeah, it's close, isn't it?
It is. All right, I'm sorry. What's your guess?
That's pretty good. Okay, it's a Keurig machine.
A Keurig. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's honestly a very frequent guest, no matter what our trivia or secret sound. It's always like the Keurig.
Secret sound? So did she buy a Keurig? No. That's not. We already have one, which I don't even remember how we got it. But 723-2555, 723-2555. Thanks to Chloe and Menominee, Randy and Stanley.
What did Halvo's wife purchase recently that it had just never crossed his mind to buy? But she bought it. What is it? What was it? 715-723-2555. 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes and a t-shirt for you.
We'll take 3 more guesses if you got it in you. Wasn't a nice bowl for keys or a Keurig.
What could it be? 715-723-2555.
Our budding new co-host, Chloe, is on the line. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
All right. What do you think?
A sweater for your dog.
A dog sweater.
These are great guesses.
Yeah, they are very good. Very creative. That is not it, Chloe. Thanks.
Would you ever buy a sweater for your dog? I never would.
I certainly, that is probably fair to say I'd never thought of doing that. Although, you know, wintertime comes and you see that.
I don't know. I just say the dog cost me enough. He's not getting a sweater.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Would it be an air fryer?
Would it be an air fryer?
That's a great guess. We already do have one. And so I appreciate that. And yeah, love it.
Sherry, are you still there?
Yeah, Sherry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Would you buy a sweater for your dog? Because I feel like I've met you before and you had a little dog. Would you buy a sweater for your dog?
No.
No. Okay, I'm just curious. That's our next question.
Oh, that's funny. All right, one last guess. This time we'll push it back to after 8:45. Well, we're so glad you guys are responding at 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron, Fall Creek.
All right, Ron, what do you think?
A fly swatter.
A fly swatter. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw one last night. Trying to get those buggers is kind of difficult. Could that be it? That is not it. Thank you. All right, good guesses. Good guesses. And this is a decent question because there's a lot of possibilities.
Did you know Shields has... Sorry, just non-sequitur here. No, see, dog sweaters. And I'm not anti-dog sweater. I just wouldn't purchase one.
Yeah.
But Shields has these things called bug assault. And like thinking of fly swatters, you can... I wanted one for Father's Day, actually, but it was kind of a waste of money. But... you can buy these guns that shoot salt, like just table salt. And instead of swatting flies, you shoot flies with these salt guns. It's called bug assault.
I have not ever heard of
that. They probably owe us some money now for the free commercial.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Yeah, I saw them at Shields. I mean, they look like kind of like tactical rifles or whatever, but they shoot table salt and you use them to get like flies or spiders or things like that.
Huh.
So... anyway, wow. Ron's guess made me think of that. This is the thing. Everybody's like, so you wouldn't buy a sweater for your dog, but you would buy bug assault rifle. Yes.
Sounds like he would. Shane and Shane taking us toward the weather. Bottom of the hour, WWIB. More chances to win in Tuesday Trivia after 8:45. Good morning. Great to have you aboard. Let's get some listener clarification from that last Tuesday Trivia call segment.
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall. I just wanted to clarify regarding buying my little dog a sweater. When I rescued him, he did come with a little sweater outfit, but if he's wearing it, he absolutely refuses to write his little doggy message memos when I'm taking him for a walk. So it's really kind of counterproductive to put a sweater on him to go for a walk, and he won't do what he's supposed to. He is definitely not neglected. My little guy has got over 30 toys, so he's definitely well-loved. There's just no point to buy him a sweater. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate the clarification there, too. Again, I'm not judging if people want to buy their dog sweaters. I'm just saying, yeah, probably.
Arlo's probably not gonna get one from you.
I mean, honestly, he's so big.
Yeah.
No offense, Arlo, if you're listening, but the vet keeps saying that he needs to drop a few LBs, so I'm not really sure what size sweater he would even fit in at this point.
Yeah.
So... anyway, you do you, dog people. Tuesday trivia try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. Not only do we have a brand new blue size large t-shirt from Passion Music for you, but also 2 Mycon Cinemas movie passes. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. Got some good responses last time to this question from Howell's personal life experience, but did not get the correct answer.
And the question is, what did my wife purchase recently that when I saw it, immediately I thought, wow, I never thought to buy that.
What did Halvo's wife Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed his mind to buy? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Some of the guesses last time, a beautiful bowl for Keys, a Keurig, a sweater for the dog, an air fryer, a fly swatter. Good guesses, but just... not what it was.
Nobody guesses more than Chloe in Menominee, and she's going to start us off again. Good morning.
Driving gloves.
Are you conferring with your dad?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is TV.
All right.
Driving gloves. Driving gloves?
It was not driving gloves. Thanks.
Good guesses, though. 715-723-2555. What did Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed Halvo's mind to buy after he saw it? It's like, no, never thought of getting that.
Exactly. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jen from Barron.
Hi, Jen.
What do you think?
I think it is a cup holder to use on an airplane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Makes sense. She travels a lot, right? Those two trips a year to Liberia. Could that be it? A cup holder on an airplane?
Not it. Again, two Mycon Cinemas movie passes and a new T-shirt from Passion Music. Both yours if you solve this.
And a lot of these are good guesses, right? That probably would qualify in terms of, yeah, I never thought about buying that, but that's not what we're looking for. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Phoebe Noble from Menominee.
What do you think?
Hydroponic garden. A water garden.
Okay.
Thank you for explaining it to us as well. I actually had been somewhat familiar with that, but a hydroponic garden.
Yeah, that's pretty cool sounding. And that's not it. Thanks. So, Chloe's younger sibling, 723-255-723-2555. We'll take three more guesses here on the WIB Wake Up Show. What did my wife purchase recently that upon seeing it, I thought, wow, I never thought to buy that?
We'll send you the movies with a guest, plus give you a free Passion Music T-shirt to go along with if you solve this Tuesday trivia query at 715-723-2555. If we don't get it today, it moves on to Win It Wednesday.
And my second thought was, that could be a Tuesday trivia question. So sure. Here it is. That's how it works. 723-2555. Trying to beat Google. Trying to keep you from Googling to get an answer. All right. Anybody else with a guess? Are we going on to Win It Wednesday? Going once. 723-2555. Going twice.
What did Peggy purchase recently that it had never crossed Havo's mind to purchase, but he saw it and it's like, okay, that's what we have now.
All right. Three more guesses. Here's one of them.
Jeremy from Menominee.
All right. Yes.
What do you think?
Another purse.
Another purse.
Yeah.
The way he says that with a long suffering sigh.
We sell some of these handbags and small purses that they some of our team makes in Liberia, some of the girls there. That's not it, Jeremy. We'll take two more guesses if you guys got it in yet. 723-2555. We're popular in Menominee. Anywhere else, 723-2555. Looks like we're going to move it on here. And so, all right, we will pick it up after 7:15 tomorrow.
All right, sleep on it. Think about it. Win It Wednesday. We'll see if we can make somebody a winner.